Well, howdy there, strangers. What's going on? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. There has been a lack, an absence of good tech news for the past couple days, for whatever reason. Today, though, is different. There is a little bit of news, so without further ado, let's do the news. For some reason, when Apple sent out invites to their iPhone event, some people speculated on whether or not we would be seeing Macs at the event. And I said on this show, no, we're not going to see that. This is an iPhone-only event. If you want Macs and stuff, that'll be in October. And it turns out I was right. Apple sent out this invite for an event on October 27th that will be a Mac-related event. And yes, that includes a new MacBook Pro, or Pros with an S. So if you're interested, again, that's October 27th, and it will be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're welcome. Facebook Live is constantly getting better and better and better, but a feature that it's always been missing is the ability to actually schedule your live stream. So you can go live and just hope that people see it and hope that people are on Facebook at the time, and yes, they'll get a notification, but this will actually allow you to schedule it so people are aware of it before it happens, but it's not for everyone right now. At this point, at least in the testing, only verified users on Facebook can schedule live streams. I'm assuming that after it's tested and it works and all that shit, we'll all be able to use it to roll out to everybody. 100 million people use Instagram stories every single day, at least according to Instagram themselves. But what is a good way to boost that, to encourage more engagement with Instagram stories? Apparently, that's to throw stories in the Explore tab. According to Instagram, another 100 million people visit the Explore tab each and every day to find photos and videos from people they don't actually follow or don't follow yet. So now Instagram is going to shove stories just the same way they've done with photos and videos in the Explore tab as well. And yes, of course, the stories will expire or disappear after 24 hours. Now, this is actually something that Snapchat has struggled to do. They've struggled to offer any real form of discoverability on that platform. They say it's more for like personal connections with your friends and family, that sort of thing. So discoverability is kind of difficult on Snapchat, and that is something that Instagram has up over them, other than the fact that they're copying them completely and doing it pretty damn well. Hopefully, at this point, we all know we've all come to terms and had time to come to terms with the fact that the Note 7 is dead. It's gone. It's not a thing anymore. It's sad, but it's still, that's what happens when things poof and burst into flames and burn your faces off. That's what happens. You gotta stop selling it. I was trying to tell you that, but no one listened, and now it's a thing. Now it is dead. But also, you might be one of those people out there that are like, well, I'm just going to keep my Note 7 because it's a real good phone. Well, how about this? You don't need to take it on an airplane. I take that back. Don't take it on an airplane. It is now a federal crime to do so. By taking your Note 7 on an airplane, you're committing a federal crime, and you deserve to be kicked in the balls and arrested. Maybe just the last part. I added the first part. That's not important to your case if you were to take the Note 7 on the plane. That's more my suggestion. Oh, also Samsung has issued a DMCA takedown on a video on YouTube that showcased a mod in GTA 5 that turned the Note 7 into a grenade. Oh boy, not funny. Not a funny thing. I've been telling you guys for a while now that there is a problem with T-Mobile saying, hey, here's some unlimited data, but then limiting the unlimited data and throttling users with that unlimited data. But no one listened to me. Why don't you guys listen to me more? The FCC caught T-Mobile doing it and then slapped the shit out of their little unlimited data limiting hands. In a settlement announced today, T-Mobile has agreed to pay $48 million to resolve an investigation into their unlimited data plan. And the fact that they settled it makes it even better, that they paid their way out of the investigation, essentially. Guys, I keep trying to tell you things are going to happen with a lot of things. I'm on the show, right? This is my show, and I'm like, hey, guys, this is going to happen. This is why I'm sharing my opinions with you. I have some insight in this. I've been doing this for a long time. And then you have those people like, yeah, no, John, you're f***ing wrong. You're f***ing wrong, dude. Well, dear those people, once again, I told you so. A great way to keep your desk clean and organized is to take the crap that normally just sits up there and wastes space and hide it under the desk. Like your USB hubs. Doesn't need to be up there. But how do you hide it under the desk? How about an industrial strength roll from Velcro brand?
Just cut one piece, put it at the bottom of your desk, and then put another on the back of your USB hub.
and then stick it. You're done.
Even cooler? This stuff can hold up to 10 pounds. If you want to buy it for yourself, I'll put a link in the description below.
And that is the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. Also, you can follow us on Twitter for all things Front Page Tech. Updates and tweets from the teams, that's just @FrontPageTech on Twitter. And I will see you guys tomorrow.